So how would you assess your performance against Kelvin?
Oh, that again, huh?
It was a challenge.
It was a challenge. It was a great challenge for me. I went out there and I just played my game, you know. Went out there, covered him well. He made a few plays here and there, you know. That's Calvin Johnson, gonna make plays. And I did my job and just did what the coaches asked me to do.
Now, how do you change up when you have a guy who's physical like him to a guy who's a speed merchant like Wallace?
Snorri Wallace. Wallace, is you just got to stay in front of him the whole time. You can't let him get on top of you. You know, he's a guy that can blow the top on the defense. Speed, just get away from you. So you just got to stay on top of him, keep him close to you.
Is it the expectation that you'll be shadowing Wallace just like you shadowed Calvin?
I don't know. That I really don't know. Coaches ain't say nothing to me about that. So we're going to see. I don't even know about that yet.
So do you prefer one or the other, shadowing versus playing?
I don't know. I just, whatever the coach gave me, I'm going to just go with it. I have no choice, basically.
When you see this game on the schedule at the start of the year, you're probably pretty excited. How's that feeling? Has that feeling even grown more the way that you've been playing?
In the beginning of the year, before the season started, yeah, I looked at the schedule. But as the season began, like, I literally took it game by game, you know, literally. Sometimes I even forget who we have next because I'm so worried about the game we have that week because, you know, the season is long, so you're really – you concentrate more on that game you playing, that team you're playing against that week. So, but now, you know, I'm excited to go against this team, you know, back home and, yeah.
How many ticket requests did you get?
Ticket request? Oh, too much. Too many requests, you know. And everybody can't get one, so.
Family come out of the woodwork on things like that? Friends?
Friends, and, yeah.
I've seen you since high school. What?
Yeah, exactly. So, like I say, I mean, I can give you a crazy number, but, you know, I'm not finna give them that many, so.
Do you want to be the guy that guards the best on that opposing team?
Like I said, it's not up to me. It's up to the coaches.
I know, but would you prefer that? Would you like to have that challenge?
I mean, that's not the defense. The defense is for us to be on our side, you know, and play our assignment. So it's not what I prefer. It's what the coaches want.
Was it fun to be going, just following him wherever he went, not knowing if you're going to be on the right or the left?
I mean, that was a challenge, you know, because as you know, I'm always on the right side. So that's a challenge to me being playing on the left side and also playing against Calvin. So, I mean, I think I did pretty well at it. So, like I say, you know, it's up to the coaches to have me shadowing for the rest of the season. So it's not up to me, it's up to the coaches.
Because there's a lot of guys who don't do that just because they can be great on the right side but not as good on the left side.
Right,
I mean, was it something that you proved something to a lot of people by showing you can be left or right?
I mean, I wasn't trying to prove anything to anyone. You know, I just was trying to just do my job, and that was covering Calvin. That's my job. So it wasn't that I was trying to prove anything to anyone. It was just that I was just trying to meet the expectation the coaches wanted me to meet.
You expect to make the Pro Bowl?
That's definitely out of my hands. that's up to the players, the coaches, and the fans. You know, if they vote for me, I'll be there going. But I would love to go to the Pro Bowl. But other than that, it's not. You know, it's not up to me.
Do you feel like you have a good case, a good resume?
I guess. You know, I've been told I've been doing great this season by the stats and catching percentage and throwing percentage and everything. I'm getting stacks each and every week, so I mean, I hope so.
I say you don't look at the stats like before a game, but is there something you pay attention to as the season goes on? And said, hey,
I really don't pay attention to it at all. I don't, you know. Like I said, I come here, I be told the stats and what's going on, how I'm looking out there on the field. So once I told it, you know, it's a mental note to let me know I'm doing good this season. And other than that, I listen to it that day, and the next day I just go back to my work.
Appreciate it.